Game on.
Eye on America.
Now, Georgia Tech will return to Ireland for the second time since 2016 when they defeated Boston College by 17 points to 14 in the Aviva Stadium. Florida State University will play their first game in Ireland with a big match on Saturday. We will be previewing that in due course. Jeff Shepherd is on the line, but Alan Lamazine is with us because the Global Ireland Football Tournament is returning for another instalment this summer, and after they stunned an elite high school programme in their 2023 debut, the Irish National Junior American Football outfit will feature prominently on this year's slate of games. Their opponents for this occasion are the Great Britain Under-19 squad, with their duel set to take place tomorrow evening. So, Alan, paint the picture for us. What is happening in Donnybrook? It's going to be some humdingers of a couple of American football matches.
It is, Shane. We're going to be playing GB under-19s.
Right.
Obviously, that's a big rivalry between ourselves and Great Britain.
Yeah. Goes back a long way.
It does, just a bit. we started the under-19s program last year. We took part in Gift against an American high school, and we did fairly well against them. So we were invited back again this year, and looking forward, we're the third game, so we're the Friday Night Lights game, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. And looking forward to a good, solid game against them.
Okay, so Donnybrook is going to host it. It's a triple header of games with no less than four top-class US high school football teams taking to the field. 12 noon, the action gets underway. The Marauders out of Tallahassee taking on the Windham Jaguars of New Hampshire. At 3:30 then, it's the IMG Academy. Yes, the biggest high school program in America will face a school from Dallas, and what should be an absolute cracker. And then it's your own match then at 7 against GB as well. Like, it's high school football, but this is at a bloody high standard.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the four teams that are coming over, I mean, they're at the top of their level in their areas that they're in. IMG, as you said, they're a huge outfit. We were at the pep rally there earlier, and you see the size of some of their guys. They're just they're on a different level altogether.
Yeah,
to some of
they're eating their meat and spuds.
Oh, yeah, and other people's.
Shep, if I bring Shep actually into the conversation, Shep, just on this IMG Academy as well, as Alan was kind of explaining there, like, they're about as close to a college program as you can get at high school level, really, Shep.
Yeah, they really are, guys. And Coach hit it right on his head. It's, you see some of these guys and they're, 17, 18 years old, and you're like, are they not an alien? Like, what is happening here? You know, I mean, they just look like a different species. IMG, they actually recruit. I mean, they pull kids from all over the country. It's not like it's just from, kids in Florida that go to play there. And they'll pull people from all over the world for other sports like tennis and golf and different things like that. So it uses athletics. I mean, it's in a very wealthy part of Florida. But I think that's just a wonderful get to bring, schools like this. They're playing a big school out of Texas in their game. I mean, Texas high school football is phenomenal as well. I mean, there's tens of thousands of kids that play football, maybe hundreds of thousands of kids that play football in Texas, every single year. So I think that's going to be a real great, opportunity to kind of see that age group playing at some of the highest levels you ever see. Well, if you don't mind, Shane, I'd like to ask Coach a question.
Fire ahead.
Just and I apologize if this has already been discussed, but Coach, when did your players kind of start playing, American football? I mean, was it something that they were younger, or was it kind of picked up in, secondary school, I believe is what it's called over there? I mean, I apologize if I said the wrong name.
Right,
but I mean,
right.
when was it that, the players kind of took interest in the sport?
A lot of the guys have played youth football already in Ireland. So all the local club teams around the country will have youth programs. So they can start at 15 and they play youth football until they're 18. So that's mainly who we get our under-19 team from. So we select from those teams. We also get guys that are in their first year playing senior football. But I think, in the last few years with the, there's been a huge explosion in the interest in NFL, especially with access to social media and what players do.
Right.
We're seeing a huge increase in the amount of 9 to 14 year old kids that are into the NFL, supporting the NFL, they're interested in how can we get to play football in Ireland. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're just, that's why we set up the under-19 program last year at the national level, to try and give the kids, something to aim for, and again, to represent your country is a huge honour. And no matter what sport you play, so that's what we're trying to achieve.
Mm. How big is the playing pool?
Playing youth football in Ireland, there are probably 60, 70 kids in total.
Okay.
I suppose they'll age out. Yeah. You know, so you'll have some coming in every year, some leaving every year. We're kidding 47 guys tomorrow.
Okay.
So we'll have a big squad, yeah.
That's a proper numbers.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, there is a match on in the Aviva tomorrow. Just the tickets on sale still at the moment,
yeah,
Alan, if you're in the Donnybrook
on
area.
On the Gift website, yeah.
From 12 noon, it all begins, and then 7 o'clock with the big one, the Junior Wolfhounds against the British Lions. Just if we fast forward to Saturday, because I am conscious we've 5 minutes left in this evening's show. Shep, Georgia Tech, Florida State. You haven't joined us. I thought you'd be over here at the Aviva on Saturday, Shep.
Well, look, Shane. So there is a real big push from the coach at LSU that he wants to come play a game in Ireland. And that's where I went to school. And you can
bet your behind.
I will be in Ireland and I will be at the Aviva if the LSU Tigers come play in a football game over there. So that's right. Coach Brian Kelly. And he coached Notre Dame for a long time, the Fighting Irish. So, you know, it's a little bit kind of in his blood and, the last name Kelly. And so, yeah, he wants to come over. He has said it repeatedly this offseason that he wants that to happen. And so look for that in the future game. But for tomorrow, Florida State and Georgia Tech. Florida State's about a 10.5, 11-point favorite. They're ranked 10th to start the season. You know, they were a powerhouse in the 90s and early 2000s and had kind of struggled after that, but have kind of returned to national prominence here in the last couple of seasons. Look, I'm going to butcher this guy's name. Their quarterback that you want to keep an eye on, DJ Ogalele. I'll be able to say it maybe.
I'm glad you tried it.
Yeah, but look, you know, it's a tongue twister for sure. But just he'll be DJU. That's what y'all will call him. And look, he's not a stranger to college football fans. He started out at Clemson, then he played at Oregon State. Now he's at Florida State, and so he's got a lot of experience. Florida State is starting to get their groove back when it comes to recruiting some of the best players, and now you've got all these transfers like DJU. So they've got a better roster. They have a better team. They should win this game. I was talking to Andrew, our producer, before, and I was letting him know I was reading an article about all the things that they had to pack to come over. And just to give you an idea, real quick, the teams combined to bring 238 crates of material weighing 40,000 pounds to come over to this football game this week, and they had to, list every single thing that they were bringing. I just thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. The amount of stuff. I mean, we were at the Northwestern practice there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
With Pat Fitzgerald. Right. The amount of stuff they had was frightening. The amount of people they bring over for the band.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous.
That's right.
You know, they could have 100 people in the band alone.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
phenomenal.
And that's just that's just the travel band, Coach. That's not even the full one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? I mean, that's kind of the half band.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But I know they're looking for. I actually had a meeting with Coach Mike Norvell there a couple of months ago when he was over
great.
Here. And he's looking forward to coming over. He they're looking to build on what they had last year. I know they've a lot of turnover in some of their positions, and I know they've lost a few receivers. They have a new quarterback, but he's a very offensive minded guy, and I think Georgia Tech will struggle to keep up with the firepower that they have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And look, Shane, real quick, I know all coaches players want to be Charlie Smith, right? He booted a 65 yarder this week in practice.
Are you guys getting as excited about him as we are over here, Shep?
I mean, look, I am obviously just he plays for this, he's with the Saints, my team. I'm a season ticket holder, plus obviously my connection, with everything I get to do with RTE. So I've been paying attention to it. But I will say this, if he keeps kicking 60 something yard field goals, it's not just the Saints coaches that are watching him.
Yeah.
It's other people that are watching him as well. So if he, for some reason, isn't the guy that the Saints go with and he clears waivers, he may not clear waivers. He will be on another team to start the season. So that's just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people watching him.
Okay.
A lot of people watching him. I mean, consistently hitting distances of over 60 is not that common in the NFL.
Okay.
There is a select few that can do it.
Yeah.
But, not consistently. So if he's knocking doors over from 66 and he's dependable, that's a very valuable thing in the NFL.
That's right.
Okay. Well, that is brilliant news. Unfortunately, we have to leave the conversation there. Shep, gentlemen, as always, pleasure chatting to you over Thursday. Alan, we're going to get you back in. I'm going rogue here, but I'm going to let the producer book you. We're going to get you back in because I do want to pick your brain more about American football in Ireland and the kids coming through as well. Hope it all goes well for you tomorrow.
Much, yeah.
Very best
thank
of you. Luck. Crack of a match tomorrow, crack of a match on Saturday as well. That is all we have time for. Alan, thank you. Shep, thank you. Big thanks to Andrew O'Connor and Laura Lee Davis for working on this evening's show. Rachel May Hannon is is up next with the new music show, so do not go anywhere. Game On is back tomorrow from 6 o'clock. But first, we're going to check in with the news desk. So for me and all of the Game On team, it is bye for now.